Good evening, everybody. I'm sitting here. I'm alone because Philip is having a concert once again, and you can hear the guinea pigs in the background in case you're wondering what this is. And I thought that it is now only 2 weeks and 2 days until the guide dog trainer and Taylor both arrive here and we start training. And this is amazing and this is unbelievable still. But right now, since I'm alone and didn't know what to do really, I was searching the internet for info about this qualification that is at the end of the training or an exam. I don't know if it is the same in other countries, but here we use the German word for exam, not qualification, which is something that makes me nervous because exam sounds just more like show us if you are able, you know, and qualification sounds more like, okay, we know you are able and we are willing to give you the qualification. Well, maybe it is just, maybe this is just ridiculous. But anyway, I found a form that an examiner should fill in after this examination, and now I'm really nervous, and I hate this because I think so many people have guide dogs, and I know I have mobility skills, I have orientation skills, I can handle dogs, and so there's no need to be super nervous because of this qualification. I mean, at least now, because I didn't even start training. This is just really, really typical of me. And now I always think, oh gosh, they are going to check on things that I'm not able to do. And I have to do so many impossible tasks there. I don't know, there were... it looked so official, this document that I found. It looked so official, and I mean, of course, it is important, and I don't know. I'm a little annoyed with myself right now, because I know I should just be very happy and very excited and very grateful that it worked out now, and of course I am grateful and excited and everything, but it is, like I said, it is really just typical that I have made up a new thing to worry about already, and I don't know, but I think when the trainer is here and when I got used to walking with the dog or being guided, then probably all these worries will fade away, because right now I've always used my cane, and I just I really can imagine to have the dog, because we had a pet dog for years, and I just know dogs. I know how to to handle dogs and how to be with them. So I can imagine this pretty good, pretty realistically. But this whole guiding thing, it is something I'm dreaming of, I'm wishing for, but not something that I can really imagine that realistically. So maybe this is another point why right now this qualification thing seems so impossible for me, because I'm just a newbie, and yeah, that's it basically. I just wanted to boo about this so to talk about this so that it won't grow even bigger in my head.